Next to a question that's baffling car owners in an estate in Dublin. It's reported that more than 40 cars have had their brakes damaged in nighttime attacks in Stillorgan, and it's led to questions as to who or what could be responsible. For more on this, we're joined by Collie Ennis, Biodiversity Officer for Trinity College Dublin. Collie Ennis, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Now, these cars, is it man? Is it animal? Is it an alien force? What is it, do you think?
More than likely, it does happen in Europe, it's probably urban foxes or another mammal that's taken up residence overnight in one of the cars. And like our dog or our cat sometimes chew on our furniture, mammals tend to do that too.
But why would they be going for the brake cables?
It's sometimes they're just the most available thing that's there. Sometimes in modern cars, especially the newer cars, they're made from more natural materials, upgraded materials, kind of bio-friendly materials that might be more palatable to them. So it could be a number of those reasons. But it does happen quite commonly in Europe. There's a species of marten, for example, in Belgium and Germany, that has been recorded chewing on various parts of car engines. And it's so prevalent over there that you can actually take out marten insurance to cope with these incidents.
I know that a lot of farmers go demented about the pine martens that are a protected species here. Isn't that right? So you mentioned foxes. Could it be martens?
It could be. But again, we've no documented cases of pine martens behaving like this. Now, their relatives on the continent do, obviously, but given the area, given the location, given the number of cars, it's more than likely something more familiar in the area. And I did hear on Liveline yesterday one of the residents saying that they've seen foxes in and around the cars. So it could be a possibility.
I wouldn't put anything past foxes. When I used to be doing the earlies and driving into work very early in the morning, they were able to knock down bins. I mean, these foxes were smart and they knew what they were doing. And the number of foxes roaming Dublin at the moment is just phenomenal. I'd say more than in the countryside.
Oh, very much so. They're quite successful in urban areas. And you know, for around this time of year as well, you're getting younger foxes. Like, I believe it's been happening since August. So you'll have a lot of younger foxes out exploring the world, you know, chewing on things they shouldn't be chewing on. And it does make sense to think of it in from that angle.
We won't even start talking about when they start mating, because that's another story altogether. All right.
Yes.
All right. We leave it there. Collie Ennis, Biodiversity Officer with Trinity College Dublin. Thank you.